This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Children's Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Ava is known worldwide for its unique ability to create innovative products for the juvenile industry with a focus on design and technology. To promote the healthiest eating habits in children, Ava has designed a range of cooking and feeding products with a full collection of complementary accessories. The groundbreaking Baby Cook, the original baby food maker, revolutionized traditional infant feeding by offering parents an easy, safe, and well-designed way to cook healthy and tasty food for babies and family. The patented system allows parents to steam, blend, warm, and defrost tasty and nutritious meals in a matter of minutes. The products make cooking for your little one healthy, and even you can enjoy some of the healthy creations whether you are looking to blend smoothies or steam vegetables. Here today is brand manager Tara Ciccone once again to tell us more about how Baba assists with healthy eating. Tara, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me again.
Hey, you're welcome. So remind our listeners what products the Baba line includes as it applies to healthy eating.
Sure. We have our Baby Cook. It's our 4-in-1 baby food maker that steams, blends, defrosts, and reheats. We have our Baby Cook Classic, our Baby Cook Pro, and our Baby Cook Pro 2X, which is double the capacity.
And when using your products, how long do most of the recipes take to make?
Maximum cook time is 15 minutes. This is for any raw meat, chicken, fish, or beef, potatoes, broccoli, any harder vegetables. Fruit and softer vegetables will take anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes.
And if you would, share with us, what are the benefits of steam cooking versus fried or any other methods?
Absolutely. When you steam cook any food, you retain more of the vitamins and nutrients than any other method of cooking. Also, when you're steam cooking, you have the ability to retain the flavor and the juices. This is really beneficial when introducing new foods to baby, so that you can add the juices at the end to make it a little bit more runny for a younger child. Also, when introducing these foods to baby steamed, they're tasting more of a flavorful vegetable rather than any otherwise. So it's going to change their opinion to be a little bit more favored to the natural flavors of the food.
And for healthier eating, what are some recipes that you recommend, and where can we find some of these recipes?
I'm a huge fan of this delicious plum chicken puree recipe that we had put together recently, but it's really, we have so many different varieties of recipes on our website, and it's our blog at babausa.com, as well as on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Today we are with Baba brand manager Tara Ciccone here on eHealth Radio's Children's Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tara, what are some healthy foods that you recommend for our babies?
I'm a big fan of feeding baby bananas as a really good source of carbs, sweet potatoes, which have numerous nutritional values such as vitamin C, beta carotene, fiber, and antioxidants. And of course, sweet potatoes are super yummy. But all fruits and veggies are really good in moderation and have different different vitamins and nutrients that baby will need to develop. It's really just a lot of different fruits and vegetables for baby, as well as adding protein.
I also understand that the baby products can also be used to make smoothies for adults, which is certainly a popular item right now. Is this true, and what type of quick smoothies can you make using the Baby Cook Pro?
Absolutely. I am a huge gym buff, so my post-gym smoothie is made in the Baby Cook. And it usually consists of blueberries, strawberries, a little bit of coconut milk, a little bit of protein powder. And if you want to substitute the protein powder with peanut butter, that's fine as well. Also, if you want to add some ice in to make it a little bit more colder, you're more than welcome to as well. It can make a really quick shake, and the consistency is awesome.
Awesome. And at what age should we be introducing these products to our children?
So usually you introduce solid foods to a child from anywhere from 4 to 6 months. So that's what I would recommend, but it really depends on your pediatrician.
And what do you tell those parents who say they may not have time to make their own baby food? What is your response to that typical response?
I love giving advice to parents by telling them to try it at least once. pick a Sunday or a day that you have a little bit of downtime and just create a bunch of different recipes. You'll see how easy it is to make batches of food and freeze them. You might spend a little bit of time on Sunday. Again, not so much because it's 15 minutes or less for each meal, and cleanup is super quick because it's in one machine. You'll realize throughout the rest of the week when your food is made and in your freezer and you can just pop it into baby cook to reheat, you end up saving time in the end.
We certainly appreciate what you're doing and what Beba is offering as well in the marketplace. Where can our folks find and purchase your products?
You can find them at byebyebabydiapers.com. If you log on to our website, babyusa.com, you can punch in your location and it'll tell you, in our store locator, and it'll tell you retailers near you. We're at independent stores as well as online.
Once again, Tara, thanks for spending a moment with us again here on eHealth Radio. All the best. Looking forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Beba brand manager Tara Saccone. Beba has created well-designed products that help families live a healthier lifestyle. And once again, the website of reference is babausa.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Children's Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.